When I was a kid, it was tail end of the steamboat era, packet boats, show boats, and excursion boats. I rode on all of them. It was a gay time, and my father was a mule dealer, and we'd ship mules to St. Louis in the fall. Cotton mules, they called them. We'd put them on the old Bald Eagle at LaGrange, and take us maybe 2 or 3 days to get from Beardstown or LaGrange to St. Louis on the stop load apples. See Calhoun and Loyola Pipe counties in the apple country. And they packed them in wood barrels. And they had cooper shops in the hills and made the barrels. And they pile them on them old packet boats that looked like nail kegs. Take 2 or 3 days maybe to get to St. Louis. Go down. Of course, they had roustabouts, you know. Roll them up the gangplank. They'd have to push the mules up the.
You know, what
were roustabouts? Well, those were Negroes done the work. You see, on the packet boat, you had to wheel everything up on to get it on the boat. They landed with a big gangplank, see, mm-hmm. And everything had to be labor, see, mm-hmm. Human labor. They didn't have no derricks or anything, mm-hmm. And that's the way they shipped everything. And the old Bald Eagle, it made two trips, aimed to make two trips a week from St. Louis to Peoria. Sometimes they didn't make it, but it was always long. They had an office in Beardstown, an Eagle Packet, and the old packet boats, it was an elaborate thing, big staterooms, you know, in the center. You could stay all night. They had entertainment and gamblers and everything on it, and you could feed the hogs, ship hogs to St. Louis, right on the lower deck, feed them right there in water and corn. They gain on the way down. And you ship anything, haul anything, see? But that was about long in the last packet boat I expect was long, you know, maybe 1930, I doubt it.